CD 2, track 37. Hello, and welcome to The Future is Green. Today, we're talking about a special project to make schools more environmentally friendly. We have a 12th grade student, Michael James, to tell us about it. Hi, Michael, and thanks for talking to us today.
That's okay. I'm missing a few classes, so I don't mind at all.
Now, can you tell us about your project? How did it begin?
About a year and a half ago, one of our teachers started an after-school club called Friends of the Planet. At first, it was just for students from our school, but then we contacted other schools in our area. Now, our Friends of the Planet group has members from six other high schools. We meet once a week, and for the last 6 months, we've been working on this special project.
I see. What exactly is this special project?
Basically, we've designed an eco-school of the future. We worked with a group of architects who are planning to build a school that is more environmentally friendly. The architects contacted our group because they wanted to involve young people, and together, we've made a model of how this eco-school will look.
It sounds very exciting. Michael has brought the model of the eco-school into the studio with him. Can you explain it to our listeners, please, Michael?
Sure. First of all, we have solar panels on the roof of the school. There are 50 panels altogether.
And will they provide power for the whole school?
Yes, that's the idea. It will save a lot of money on electricity.
Ah, yes, I can imagine. Tell me about the garden.
Our eco-school will grow vegetables and will use them for school lunches. So our school lunches will be very organic and much cheaper than buying food from the local supermarket or even from a local farm. We'll also have chickens, rabbits, and ducks.
And will they go into the school lunches too?
No, that would be terrible. They'll be pets, and they'll be useful. They'll eat the leftovers from the kitchen, and the chickens will provide eggs.
Very good. So what other plans do you have to make the school more environmentally friendly?
We'll use low-energy light bulbs in all the classrooms. We'll also have recycling bins in every classroom and on the school grounds.
And what about your classes? Will they be different from non-eco schools?
Most of our classes will be similar to classes in any high school. But in our science classes, we'll focus more on environmental issues like climate change and global warming. Then, in our technology classes, we'll learn about things like renewable energy and even how to make solar panels.
I see. Well, we've almost run out of time. Thank you for talking to us about your project. It's very nice to meet a teenager who is so concerned about the environment. In my experience, most 17 and 18-year-olds are only interested in gadgets and games.
Well, I like gadgets and games too, but I probably worry about the environment more than my friends.
We must stop there. Thank you, Michael. Your project sounds fascinating, and I'll look forward to visiting your eco-school when I come...